All right, my friends, it's time to get excited. Why, you ask? Because it's time to call the winner of the 50-50 raffle. And by the way, in just that short time between I announced my wife selling the last tickets and now, an additional $200 has been added to the prize.
Too late, sorry.
Sorry, my friend, this is it. All right, Danielle is our volunteer who's going to pick the winner. And by the way, this is one of those gotta be here to win it type of a situation. Because we don't have names, we only have numbers, all right? So when I announce the number, please, everybody, take out your tickets right now and get ready to hear the winning ticket. All right, prize is $663. All right, Danielle, are you ready? Go ahead, pick one of those tickets. Anyone and only one. All right, here is our winner, courtesy of Danielle. You owe Danielle an ice cream if you are the winner. Ladies and gentlemen, 0-1-1-6-8-9. Last three digits, 6-8-9. Raise your hand and do a funky jig. Come on up to the stage real quick. Come on this way. I see a winner, winner of a chicken dinner over in that direction, but come on up. I got to see your ticket and you will get the prize. Danielle, such a good job. Everybody, give it up for Danielle, everybody. Make sure you make friends with Danielle when you get down here. All right, my friends, I'm going to give this lovely lady her prize. Let's see it. 011689, you are the winner. There you go. Congratulations. What's your name?
Shelly.
Shelly, everybody. Shelly, the winner of the 50-50. All right, my... All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm excited. I'll tell you why, because I know some of the guys in this band, and I have personally performed with some of them. My friend Ray Longchamp right here has been playing in the local community for over 40 years. He's also an accomplished guitar player and a guitar teacher, and he teaches at the Tuxedo Park School, right? Now, folks, before we introduce this last band, just a quick reminder why we're all here today. We are here to help aid in the restoration of this fabulous historic mansion. Please feast your eyes on this house if you have not yet. It was built in 1848, and it was owned by Jacob Sloat, the great-grandson of Stephen Sloat, who founded this village in the 1700s. It's now owned by the town of Ramapo, and our goal is to restore it to its former glory. Over the years, in the 1920s, it went out of the Sloat's hands and it became a number of different businesses. In the 1950s, it was an Italian restaurant. So any Sloat's Burgers out here has been around a long time? Show of hands. Anybody come here when it was an Italian restaurant and try the manigot? I heard the brajol was unbelievable. So Please consider joining as a member, friendsofharmonyhall.org, and you can be a part of creating events like this. I'm Aiden Han. I'm the president of the Sloatsburg Chamber of Commerce. Our mission is to support and help small business owners in this community not only survive, but thrive. Please consider joining us, sloatsburgchamber.org. All right, my friends, it is time. It is time for the grand finale. One man gathers. I got you covered, my brother. Seven people have gathered, so one man gathers could gather here for you today. By the way, one thing I do want to mention is that, hold on. David Budway, by the way, Rocklanders, Maureen's Jazz Cellar, the owner, Dave Budway, is in this band, and he's right here, and he's going to make a quick announcement about one thing coming up.
Thank you very much, Aiden. How about a hand for Sloatsburg Festival? Isn't this great? Hopefully every year. I'm David from Maureen's Jazz Cellar. My wife and I, Brianne, are putting on the Sunshine Daydream Bluegrass Festival with Tony Trischka, August 13th, Blue Arrow Lounge, Blue Arrow Farm. Come, 12 o'clock, thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I give you One Man Gathers, OMG, everybody.